Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Doug! Other Doug!
I like this game that you have to match my energy whatever I do first. You have to try to do the same thing. But today's sad energy as the... some listeners probably have noticed before even pressing play on this episode. It's only a few minutes long because it isn't really an episode. Doug, I've been having a day.
Man, you too.
Oh, yeah? So maybe this worked out good for you that we didn't have to do a show today. But I'll go
What's
first.
What's going on?
Well, so it's so funny that I do, you know, today we were going to record, it's a Tuesday, April 18th. We're going to record because we normally record on Thursdays for release on Friday, but we're both have things going on this week. So anyway, so we scheduled for today. And every Tuesday I do Getting Doug with High for my Patreon. Patreon.com/gettingdug. And we do a new episode every Tuesday that's either live or recorded, and then it's available on, you know, same day on the Patreon. And so today we had a guest lined up, ready to go, and I get a text, or a call rather, right before we're supposed to start. And that particular guest is outside the building, has arrived at the building, but is throwing up into a garbage container.
Oh, God.
And says some sort of food poisoning from something that was eaten last night. So I'm like, that's, you know, as far as last minute excuses go, that's a pretty good one. I can't do the show right now. I'm busy puking. And, you know, of course, we don't want to sit around and get high and, you know, encourage, you know, or maybe cause more puking. So we just, you know, bagged the guest, did a show without a guest, which we do quite often. It's still fun. We had a good show. That was great. So, but this is just, I'm telling this whole story just as, you know, as just an example of how hard this stuff can be to pull off sometimes, because finished that show, and then with, you know, enough time to get over to this show, I find out that our guest today can't make it because they ate at the same place. What's that?
They ate at the same place last night?
Well, I mean, that'd be a fun, you know, if I was trying to make this fun, I guess I could just lie and say that happened. But instead, it's yet another, like, there's only so many excuses I'll take for canceling within a half hour or hour of something happening. And I'm busy puking right now is way up there. And then also on the list is the one that happened with this next guest, which is that there's some sort of issue with her dog is sick.
Oh, eey.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't be like, hey, well, you know, just give us a bone to play with and let's do the show.
Yeah.
Because also the dog has a rash. So I don't know what, you know, I don't know why playing with a bone would help in at all. So anyway, so that's what happened. So our guest can't make it today, and I figure why not just punt the show for a couple of weeks, you know, instead of scrambling to, you know, get somebody. It's kind of like, you know, when you find out school is canceled, you know, or not school is canceled, you have the option of this is a terrible analogy. I'm just gonna drop it. So what? Why do you sound grateful to not have to do this show today?
Oh no, it'd be a welcome distraction from the shithole that was. Now my day was just a lot of unforeseen. Literally, I woke up to a rather large doctor bill that I shouldn't owe, and just it went downhill from there. It was just a number of we were in the middle of a move. The old landlord, we left the place pristine. They're saying we owe a ton of money, like just a lot of things stacked up very quickly. And it's just one of those days where it feels like nothing can go right. You know what I mean? And it's just been exhausting. But
and now this, the least of your problems, has happened. But this doctor is just because it's, hidden charges or just absolutely wrong charges.
It's an insurance error thing where this country's ridiculous as far as figuring all that stuff out. And I think somebody didn't punch in my insurance and now I got to be on the phone for 3 hours to see what's going on and all that kind of thing. So
yeah,
always a fun time. And on top of that, I didn't get any answers. So I feel like right now I owe $600 for a doctor going, well, that's weird. Get out of here. You know, so that's always fun.
I mean, that's a pretty, that's a pretty specific diagnosis. So, you pay for that expertise. Well, I hope you work that out and that doesn't take too many more hours of being, because that's the thing. Like, sometimes I'm just like, would I rather spend another few hours on the phone or just eat this stupid expense? It's so frustrating that they get you over a barrel where you just can you really put in the time to make things right? Well, that's you can get back into that instead of talking to somebody about their name for an hour, which is what we will keep doing. 3 episodes a month. They come out on Fridays, and we'll be back with a new one in 2 weeks. What did we decide to call this placeholder episode or whatever you want to call it?
What was it? Shit.
I already forgot it. Oh, yeah. Doug Donnett, because we're not.
Yeah.
Because Dag Nabbit, we're not doing a show. So we're calling it Doug Donnett with no no guest. Joe, do you have anything you want to plug?
Trying to think of the time. I'll be in Bloomington at the Comedy Attic May 3rd through the 5th. Wait, 4th through the 6th. 4th through the 6th. Bloomington, okay. Indiana Comedy Attic. There you
close
go.
Enough. What about you? Still figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I'm going to be, this episode is going to come out on the 21st. So hope everybody had a good 420. All weekend I'm at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island. And I got shows coming up in a bunch of different places, including Rosemont, Illinois, and Seattle. DougLovesMovies.com is where all my dates are at. And thanks for listening to this mini episode of Two Dougs Complaining.
let's not go to work.
Doug Gone It.